AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A week into their war, Israel and Iran continue trading strikes. In Geneva, Iran's foreign minister told European diplomats Tehran has no interest in negotiating with the U.S. while Israel continues its attacks. President Trump was asked if he might ask Israel to stop.
I think it's very hard to make that request right now. If somebody's winning, it's a little bit harder to do than if somebody's losing. But we're ready, willing, and able, and we've been speaking to Iran, and we'll see what happens.
He was also asked about U.S. intelligence assessments that Iran had not made a decision to build a nuclear weapon.
My intelligence community is wrong. Who in the intelligence community said that?
Your director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
She's wrong.
An appeals court's allowing President Trump to keep control of National Guard troops he deployed to Los Angeles following protests over immigration raids. A federal judge has ordered the government to free former Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil. He's being held in an immigration detention center in Louisiana while the Trump administration seeks to deport him for his role in pro-Palestinian protests. Another federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction blocking the administration's efforts to keep Harvard from hosting international students. And Jennifer King has a court ruling on opioid lawsuits.
The nationwide plan to settle thousands of lawsuits against OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma over the toll of the opioid epidemic is moving forward. Bankruptcy Judge Sean Lane of the Southern District of New York advanced the settlement to the next stage. Victims, local governments, emergency room doctors, and other stakeholders will have until September 30th to vote on whether to accept the deal. Members of the Sackler family would pay up to $7 billion and give up ownership of the company. The entity remaining after the bankruptcy would get a new name. With profits dedicated to battling opioid addiction, groups that don't opt into the settlement would still have the right to sue members of the wealthy family. 49 states have signed on, while Oklahoma has a separate settlement. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Damian Troisi now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% to close a second straight week of modest losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.5%. Kroger jumped after the grocer reported encouraging financial results for its latest quarter. Smith & Wesson fell after saying high interest rates and tariffs are pressuring sales of its firearms. Oil prices were relatively steady. They've been gyrating all week amid supply concerns stemming from the conflict between Israel and Iran. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Damian Troisi, New York.
And researchers at cybersecurity outlet CyberNews say billions of login credentials have been leaked and compiled into data sets online. They say that's giving criminals unprecedented access to accounts consumers use every day. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.